And every time I'm at this convention, or at least the last two times, because I wasn't coming to this convention because I don't do big crowds normally, but when I've come to this convention the last few years, skipping the last 2 years, since I came back in retirement, anyway, long story. Anyway, when I come to this convention now, in this stage of my life, I'm reminded of that first time, November 1983. And I don't know how this happened, but somehow or other, I had just shown up here. And I came out of a sober bottom, meaning I had encountered the second part of the first step. I had discovered that my life was, in fact, unmanageable by me because I thought I was doing all of this stuff and I was managing my life just fine, thank you very much, and whatever the rest of you had happened just wasn't my story. Well, that all ended. My life fell apart in 1983, but I knew my higher power wanted me here, so I did what I needed to do to get here. Showed up in 1983, November. And somehow or other, and I really don't know how this happened because the impact didn't hit me until recent years, but somehow or other, I showed up at this convention in 1983. I showed up at the end, I think, at the last meeting. Because what I remember of it was singing Aloha Oi in a big circle. And what I remember is Uncle Herb and Lei Hua. I didn't know who they were. It took me years to put this together, but I remember them singing. Still brings me to tears. So I started to cry because I knew I was home. I knew I was home here and knew at a deeper level that I was home at Alcoholics Anonymous. So thank you for allowing me to share. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Allison. Our next person is Lynn L. with 42 years of sobriety.
Hi, I'm Lynn. I'm an alcoholic. It's good to be here, and it's good to be sober. And it's really good to be in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's been kind of amazing because we seem to have a large representation of former members of the Laguna Beach Canyon Club here today. And some people I didn't know I was going to see, so I may cry. I'd like to, this terrifies me getting up this high up on the list because the only thing I've really done right is suit up, show up, and not drink or drug for 42 years. And for that, I'm truly grateful. And it really is Alcoholics Anonymous and the grace of my higher power. I know one thing, don't drink, put your ass in the chair and the rest will follow. Clean house, trust in a higher power. Be of service. I've done those, but I have to tell you today, I'm not trusting in higher power. And I feel comfortable sharing that with you. But that's why I'm here, because I see the work of higher power with you. So even when I don't trust, when I don't completely surrender, I see the work of higher power in the people in Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'm grateful for that. I shouldn't be here. I wouldn't have lived this long. You know, I walked into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous at the ripe old age of 24. Yeah, do the math, people. That's okay. I look pretty damn good. It's all this clean living. Quit smoking cigarettes, too. Started working out, you know. But for me, you know, when I walked in, I was a falling down, piss on myself, knock my teeth out, alcoholic drug addict. And they didn't throw me out of the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. I got grabbed by the old broads. The old broads in Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, and they just said, keep coming back. It's going to be okay. And I believed them. I didn't trust anybody for a very long time. And I believed them. And today I'm one of those old broads. You know, I don't normally answer my phone, but when a member of Alcoholics Anonymous was someone who has a desire to quit drinking, gives me